welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and I've got my lovely wife, Lisa Radlin, with me today on the program. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here today on this brand new year.
Yeah, it's so amazing. I'm excited about all that God's going to be doing in 2024. I felt like he shared with me it's going to be an open door in 2024. So I'm believing for the windows of heaven, doors, Amen. Everything to be open, and the church is going to, you know, thrive, not our church, but the church, you know, Amen. The kingdom of God Praise is going God. To just be blowing up. But if you're just tuning in for the first time, this is Turn the Light On. We're a topical devotional here on 91.5 FM and on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. You can go to our website there for Lighthouse Christian Church and look at the Turn the Light On tab anytime and catch up on programs that maybe you missed. And we would love for you to continue to join us each and every day of the week, every weekday, Monday through Friday. We are here and just sharing the Word of God, just getting in and trying to help you just get your day rolling with Jesus. So,
okay, well, today I thought that a good topic would be the favor of God. I've really been listening to a guy named Jerry Saville, and he talks a lot about the favor of God, and I have a book that I've been reading by him, and so I've really been prompted by the Lord to just really take the time to speak favor over my life. And just really, I was reading in 1 Samuel chapter 16 last night, and it was like, oh, wow, this is so great. This is talking about the story of David being anointed by Samuel to be king.
That's an amazing story.
And the Lord sent Samuel to go to Jesse, and that one of his sons would be king. And one by one, each of the seven sons passed by, and God told Samuel, no, that's not the one. No, that's not the one. And then finally, he said to Jesse, do you have another son? And he said, oh, yeah, just David. He's out there in the field, the shepherd boy or whatever.
It's a little ruddy kid.
Yeah, he's tending to the sheep. So he was like, well, bring him out. You know, as soon as he brought him out, the Lord told him that this was the one to be anointed. And he took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, and from that day forward. And so it's really cool because in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, it says, the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. God's favor was upon David. And so we need to trust God and realize that the favor of God is on us as well.
Yeah, I mean, God's favor was on David, but I love the idea that David was just out there with the sheep. You know what I mean? He was just an everyday guy. Just out there doing his job, going through life, lowest on the pole in his family. They didn't even consider him when they brought all the other guys in. Because in the heritage of the Jewish culture, you know, the firstborn son holds all the rights. You know, they were the one. They were the patriarch of the family. And they would be the natural selection. But David was like the lowest one on the pole. But I love this because the favor of God was on David's life. But you know what David did when he was out in the field? He worshiped God.
Oh,
God's
yes.
favor was on him because he was a worshiper.
He was playing his harp and singing songs. I mean, most of the Psalms are written by David. So it's just amazing.
Yeah, and he would spend time with the Lord. You know, if you want to get noticed, if you want to see the favor of God begin to move in your life, as we move into 2024, I would pray that you would begin to structure and prioritize your life the way that David did. You know, he was doing what he needed to do in life, but he was worshiping God in the process. And in that, God recognized his heart, and he saw that he was a man after his own heart. That he loved God and that he was a champion in the rough, a diamond in the rough. You know what I mean? I just love that idea. And many of you out there today, I would speak that over you. I would say you are a diamond in the rough. You are on the verge of being carved by God into something amazing and beautiful and just priceless. So as you seek the Lord in 2024, I'm praying that God's going to open a door for you to see the miraculous in your life.
Well, in Luke 2:52, there's a scripture that says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." So I love this because Jesus paid for us to have favor. We're standing in the favor of God and we can possess it by faith. If Jesus had the ability to increase in wisdom and favor, so do we.
Yeah, that's incredible because I love this scripture because it says in favor with God and with men. You know, Jesus has favor with the Father. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And our Heavenly Father sent his only Son into the world, and he placed his favor on Jesus. And through us believing in Jesus, the favor of God comes into our life through his sacrifice, through his blood that was shed for us on the cross. We obtain favor, which is unmerited. You know, grace, which is unmerited favor, okay? So you have been given the grace of God in your life by Jesus' sacrifice. And through that grace, the favor of God comes into your life. I kind of said it backwards there a little bit, but I think you get my point. You know, we have to extend our lives to God and receive his grace by faith. It's a gift, and you have to receive that gift. And in that, you will have the favor of God come on you from God. His favor will be on your life. And then when God's favor comes on your life, then all of a sudden you look at your life and everyone around you and you're like, wow, I've had favor with people as well. I took my car to the mechanic and he gave me the best price ever. Or I found this deal and nobody else got the deal, but I did. And things like that just begin to unfold in your life as God brings you to the blessings that he has for your life. See, I think that's what favor really is when the blessing of God is just coming into your life in a flow so heavily that you can't stop it.
And you can't deny it's the Lord's blessing.
You can't deny it's God.
I started looking up scriptures, just random scriptures in the Bible about favor. And even back in Genesis 24, chapter 1, it said, Abraham was old and well advanced in his age, but the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Abraham had the favor of God, and we have the favor of God. So you should speak it over your life. I like to do this every day. Say, I'm blessed every day in every way. The favor of God is on my life, and people go out of their way to bless me.
Ooh, I like that.
So, because we have a heritage of favor, and we need to walk in that purpose and realize that Jesus has favor for us, and we should be willing to receive it.
Yeah, just as Abraham was blessed in all things, I think when we give our lives to Jesus, when we accept him in our lives, that favor comes on our life, and we're blessed in all things. But some people are out there, they're like, well, I'm not seeing that blessing, Pastor. Where's that blessing at? You know, in my life, I feel like everything's coming against me. And I would say this to you. Are you speaking that favor over your life? Like you just said, you know, we are, I'm blessed in every day, in every way. Are you calling that favor into your life? Because the only power of the false is its ability to hide the truth. And I believe that the enemy wants you to have a lack of understanding on how much favor you really have from God in your life and how much favor you have in the world. We're set in this world and we have authority. We've been given power. We've been given the ability to move heaven into the earth. And if we don't know that, we won't speak it. We won't do it. We won't create. You know, I think God is our creator, but I think he gave us the earth so that we could create love in the earth. We could create favor in the lives of other people in the earth as well. And I think that's a powerful thing when we start to actually become who God has called us to be and we move through his favor and then we become his favor.
Yes, and God uses us to bless others. Like we might randomly be sitting next to someone and we don't even know them and just like, let's just pay for their meal. Those people like look like nice people. Let's just bless them randomly. And then we're sitting in a restaurant and someone blesses us randomly, like,
yeah,
hey, someone paid your bill. We're just like, oh, wow, really? You know, we didn't hardly even know the person, and they paid our bill. It was like really a blessing.
Yeah, that just happened last night.
Yep. Amen. So in Psalm 5:12, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as a shield." I love that scripture.
Yeah.
Because we are the righteousness of Christ in, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings through Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's one of the keys to walking in the favor of God is recognizing that you are the righteousness of God in him. Are you truly believing today that you are, through the gift of God now, not by your own works, but through the gift of God, you have been made the righteousness of God? What is that? You know, what is the righteousness of God? We should do a deeper show on that because that's a great topic. But just in a quick overview real quick, you know, the righteousness of God is you have been made perfect, even though you're not, because God is a holy God. And if you're going to have a relationship with a holy God, you need to be holy yourself. You need to be perfect. And you can't be because sin was in your life. It was brought into your life from Adam all the way till this day. But through Christ, you know, which we just celebrated, the incarnation over the Christmas holidays and Jesus becoming a man and sacrificing his life for us. And we've learned all of that here at Lighthouse Church. If you wanted to go back and listen to some of those messages, you can do that on the church website. It was powerful. But you have been made righteous through faith in this sacrifice of Jesus, through what he has given you. You are the righteousness of God. Therefore, you have access to God. You can walk into the presence of God. If you, in an unholy, sinful state, walked into the presence of God, you know, you would die.
Wow.
Scripture's shown that. But if you are made perfect, then, you know, you can walk into God's presence and have a relationship with him.
Yeah, what Jesus has, we have too. We are joint heirs with Christ. And what Christ has, we have also. All the favor of God is abounding toward us, and we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus.
That is so good.
So will you read Philippians 3, 9 through 10? It's the Amplified Bible.
All right, Amplified version. It says, "And may be found in him, believing and relying on him, not having any righteousness of my own derived from my obedience to the law and its rich rules, but possessing that genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ." You know, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. "And this, so that I may know him experientially, becoming more thoroughly acquainted with him, understanding the remarkable wonders of his person more completely, and in the same way experience the power of his resurrection, which overflows and is active in believers, and that I may share the fellowship of his sufferings by being continually conformed inwardly into his likeness, even to his death, dying as he did."
That is so powerful. It's amazing because it shows that we have, just like you were saying, we have the same righteousness that Jesus has because we receive him. We are made perfect. And once you're saved, you are forevermore in the favor with God. Through Christ, we have permanent favor, and nothing will change the favor of God over our life. It's a permanent blessing. So when you have favor, it's like you'll hear a phrase like this: "I don't know why I'm doing this, but for some reason, I just want to do this for you." And you're just like, what? You know, you'll just experience the favor of God. People just go out of their way to bless you. I remember when Jenna went to the dentist, and she was little and she had like a cavity or something like that. And we went to the dentist and there was tons of people in there. And apparently this office had scheduled all these people at 9 o'clock. There's like 10 people at 9 o'clock. We were like the last ones walking in. And as soon as we walked in, the lady just smiled and she's like, "Okay, well, I don't know why, but your daughter's really cute. I'm just going to take you back now." And all these people are just looking. It was like the grand entrance. We just walked in like we were the last one in. And the lady's looking around like, "What time is your appointment?" I was like, 9. She's like, "Mine was at 9 too." And all these other people, "Well, mine's at 9. You know, but for some reason, Jenna got to make her grand entrance in because the favor of God. And we didn't have to sit around. And then when she was done, those people were still waiting around. And this dentist was in a mall. It was in the Melbourne Mall. So we were like, went to lunch afterwards and everything, and I walk by and I still see some people that had the 9 o'clock appointment still sitting in their chairs like getting all angry, and here we are just walking around eating ice cream. You know, it's like It's a favor of God.
I always say it this way, you know, favor isn't fair. It's really not. When people start to see the favor of God on your life, they're going to want what you have. That's just the bottom line. And that's the way God designed it, I believe, because he wants us to be attractive to the world, because the world is empty. The world's walking in darkness. They don't have anything to look to if they don't know Jesus Christ in their life. They're just trying to fulfill their own desires and their own lusts through selfish ambition and just going after things. But when you truly have the favor of God in your life, it's walking in a totally different dimension, a totally different direction than the world's walking. You know, you always see that picture of the fish swimming upstream, you know, and the world and all the other fish are going the other way, you know, and it's like, do the 180, change your life. Well, that's giving your life to Jesus and then walking in the favor of God in your life. And, you know, sometimes the favor of God will get you negative attention. You know, people will persecute you because the favor of God is on your life. And they'll look at you and they'll be jealous, like with Joseph.
Got that coat of many colors, and sure, his brothers were like, what? How come he gets this coat? You know, why is he so great? What is he any, how is he any better than us? You know, and they wanted to kill him.
Because he had the favor of his father.
Exactly.
You know, he was the firstborn of the wife that, you know,
that Joseph really loved.
That Jacob loved.
Or Jacob loved.
Yeah, you know, and so, yeah, it's a strange thing to walk in the favor of God and to have the world watch you, I like to say, burn for Jesus, because, you know, I want God to catch me on fire. And his favor on my life looks like I'm on fire for God. It looks like I'm walking in the fog, you know, the favor of God.
Right.
You know, that's a statement that we always use. Are you walking in the fog?
And
the favor of God in your life.
And just like in that scripture when I read earlier in 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. People are like, what? Why is he in that position? What makes him any better than me? I mean, God's favor will produce jobs where you have no education or expertise, and even high paying jobs. And people are just like, wow, how did they even get in this position? Like,
yeah,
you have no master's degree. I have a master's degree, yet you're in this position and you're my boss. How did this even happen, you know?
Yeah.
Because in the natural, it doesn't make sense. But when God's favor is on you, it's a supernatural thing. The blessings of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no sorrow to it.
Yeah. I like to say it this way. Yeah. Our God is a God of extraordinary.
Amen.
Okay. Is your life extraordinary, or is it just ordinary? You know, because you can move from an ordinary life to an extraordinary life simply by moving in the favor of God and letting the favor of God into your life. And that's the personal relationship with God.
Right.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not just Jesus. Jesus opens the door, okay? But you know what? You need the Holy Spirit to lead you to the favor of God. He'll place you under the flow of his blessings. You know, let's talk about giving just for a minute. You know, the favor of God can come on your life through sowing and giving and being a part of the kingdom of God. And we do this all the time. God will lead us to bless a server or, you know, give somebody some help in a time of need or whatever. But that's the favor of God being released through us to other people as well. You know, it's not just that we want the favor of God so that we can get something.
Yes.
And we do get something,
right.
Don't get me wrong, but I want to see the favor of God released so that I can become the favor of God to someone in the world.
I mean, we've given 4 cars away, and this isn't to toot our own horn, no pun intended. But I mean, I was listening to a radio program. It was just a regular swap shop radio program. And someone was on there talking about how there was a father who was a single father, that the mother of his children had passed away, and he was getting all 4 of his kids, and he didn't have a car. And so if anyone was selling a low price car, and then as soon as I heard this, I was just like, well, I have a car, and I think I want to upgrade my car, and I really want to bless this guy with my car. So I call Kevin on the phone. I'm just like, hey, I really think it's time to get rid of this car. And, you know, there's this family that needs it. And you're just like, well, let's give it to them. And so I just randomly call this number. And the guy was like, what? you're giving me a car. Like, you don't even know me. You don't. I was like, well, the Lord knows you, and you have a need.
He knows your situation.
So we're going to bless you with it. And we've given away three other cars, but God's blessed us with cars as well. We've had two cars given to us. So it's just like,
absolutely.
You know, we're reaping, we're sowing, we're reaping. And it's just amazing.
And someone's going to give me another car.
Exactly. Hey, we're going to keep
speaking
getting
it part, right?
Exactly.
Call it in.
The windows of our heaven are open. Yeah. Open door in 2024. The blessings of the Lord brings wealth. Let it come in. Let it flow.
Yeah, it's no sorrow with it. Exactly. Are you calling the blessings of God into your life?
People are going out of their way to bless me, and blessings are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and I thank you, Lord. We receive it. We believe it. In Jesus' name.
Yeah. So good. So good.
And God's favor will even produce homes at a lower price than market price. You might not have enough money in the natural to buy this certain house, but God will give you favor. And for some reason, this person's going to sell you this house for less than they were planning on selling it. They don't know why, but the Holy Spirit knows that they're going to do it and they're going to bless you.
Sure. Yeah, I believe that the favor of God is on every believer. Now, are you operating in it? Are you speaking it? Are you allowing God to move through your life? Are you attaching your faith to these things? I think that's a key. You know, and are you speaking the word of God over your life? Are you in your Bible? Are you reading? Are you seeking the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind? Are you loving your neighbor as yourself? You know, there's so many different aspects of where we could tie favor in through scripture, but know this, that God loves you. He's for you. His favor is upon those who will call on the name of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit is available for you today. You know, we haven't even talked about the favor of walking with the Holy Spirit and being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and seeing healing flowing through your hands into a life of somebody who needs healing, you know, and deliverance. We could go so many different directions. All of that is the favor of God manifesting through the lives of believers who are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. And we've been given an ambassadorship so that we can take the resources of heaven and the favor of God that is on us and share it with a lost world, a world that is in darkness, and people are dying every day and they don't know Jesus. So we have to be walking in the favor and releasing that favor of God into the lives of those around us. So we're going to take a quick break and come back. What a great topic, Lisa, on the favor of God.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody, we're back to the program, and we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors who help us keep the light turned on. And, you know, we named the program Turn the Light On, and I really do feel like this topic that we're talking about today really fits with the theme of who we are and what we're doing with the topical Bible studies and all that. We are trying to bring the favor of God to each and every one of you through just, you know, helping you to open up the Word and understand and know these things. Lisa, let's give me a final scripture, a little thought to kind of end the program here.
I would say Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. Abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Are you asking God for his favor? Are you thinking about how to be the favor of God to the world? Are you allowing that power of the favor of God that's already at work within us through the gift of salvation to work in your life? Breakthroughs are coming.
The blessings of the Lord has for you. More suddenlies are coming. Favor is the goodness of God. Doors that look closed will open. We're saying open doors in 2024. God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yeah, Psalms 5:12 says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield." The favor of God is on your life, guys. Just grab it and run with it.
And what God has planned for you, people cannot stop. There are more favor moments coming your way, so get excited and thank God for what he's got in store for you. Trust God.
Yeah, God's favor is called the blessing, okay? And, you know, Psalms 29:11 says, "The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." Peace is the favor of God. Psalm 3:8 says, "Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people." So are you the people of God? Are you placing yourself in that position of being in God's kingdom?
Psalm 23:6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Goodness and mercy follows us, and that's the favor of the Lord. So be confident. Jehovah Jireh is my provider. He's meeting all my needs according to his riches and glory.
Yeah, the blessings of God are chasing you. Stop and let them hit you right in the face.
Favor is overtaking you in the name of Jesus.
So we speak the favor of God over you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God bless you guys, and thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.